ITV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
The news, Kelly Eben. Good morning.
Bonjour, les Anissi. The top stories. Cameroon's head of state, Paul Biya, has reiterated his unwavering ambition to addressing the day-to-day challenges of the citizenry. In foreign news, a three-day national mourning has been declared in honor of victims of a mass shooting on January 1, 2025 in Montenegro. In sports, two advanced day six matches of the Elite One Football Championship will be in action today in Garoua when home side Coton Sport clashes with Les Astres of Douala, while Gazelle FA welcomes Aigle Royal of the Mungo. These stories and more right ahead. The President of the Republic was singularly clear in his enunciation of the major challenges facing his compatriots and the main stakes in 2025. Freddie Tabisong now comes back to this, stating that President Paul Biya's stance is that of a leader attached to his compatriots, and he is preoccupied with their day-to-day challenges, which together with them he wants to meet and overcome.
The challenges are many, and the President of the Republic does not use perfumed terms of the time to enunciate them. First and foremost, there is a security challenge which every Cameroonian is conscious of. President Paul Biya is not oblivious of this threat from Boko Haram insurgents in the far north and from separatist fighters in the northwest and southwest regions of our country, coupled with the rising criminality in urban and rural areas, which security challenges are being vigorously combated by our forces of law and order. The sinister plans of separatists to divide Cameroon have come to naught, despite the atrocities being committed by some armed gangs which continue to target innocent civilians. The security challenges apart, there is the difficult international economic situation which persists even if our country's economy is resilient, portraying a growth rate of 3.8% this 2024. There is a shortage of basic social services, which the President of the Republic acknowledges, in spite of efforts made by government to provide them. But this is due to the ever-increasing demand of these services, like electricity and potable water, itself being a consequence of a high population growth. Major projects have, however, improved the situation. Another challenge remains the deteriorating urban and interurban road networks, which President Biya is well aware of, and he does not hide the fact that he is conscious of the frustrations of Cameroonians concerning the poor roads in the country. He, however, reassures Cameroonians of measures to be taken to improve on the situation, having taken cognizance of issues hindering the rehabilitation of our roads. The challenge of natural disasters is there as well, and difficult to predict. But the President of the Republic has given directives to government to implement a specific plan to build and rehabilitate critical flood protection infrastructure in flood-prone regions. These challenges and others notwithstanding, the father of the nation is convinced that if we stay united and cohesive as always, we can all meet these hurdles, and why not overcome them?
Freddie Eta Bisong. The President of the Republic has highlighted the point that the electorate has given him the mandate to protect the unity of the country, and has declared that he will never fail to deliver on that. During his December 31st pronouncement, Paul Biya called on separatist gunmen to abandon the militant activism in favor of secession and join the mainstream of society.
I urge them once again to take up the offer of peace that has been made to them and to lay down their weapons. Hundreds of their comrades have already joined the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration centers and have been trained in different trades for their easy social integration. The fate of the diehard warmongers is unenviable. They will be relentlessly tracked down and will inevitably answer for their crimes.
In the midst of New Year festivities, two people, including a 17-year-old boy, died in an accident yesterday at the Longkak neighborhood in Yaoundé. Eyewitness reports say a Toyota Corolla car driving at top speed bumped into passers-by, killing one of the victims on the spot and injuring several others. Three occupants of the vehicle were rushed to the hospitals in critical conditions. Police have opened investigations to determine the cause of the accident and allegations the driver was drunk. Epaulette Award ceremonies took place across barracks and public squares nationwide following separate presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting defense and security forces to higher ranks. The high point of the celebration was in Tuboro, where the minister delegate and the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betia Somo, presided over an arms-taking ceremony during which soldiers of the 31st Motorized Military Brigade received their epaulettes. A special envoy, Albert Chinjembonde, reports.
Joseph Betty Asomo came in the name of the head of state on this first day of the year 2025, the first of his kind for a defense minister in Tuboro, and the first time Tuboro is witnessing a military ceremony of this magnitude in what looks like the state marking its authority on the land, threatened by cross-border crimes, especially kidnappings for ransom. Lieutenant Kenehevi Amuga Vogo, the chief of staff of the 31st Military Brigade, commands the troops with officials of the Military Central Command from Yaounde and members of the life forces of the division watching on. The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting the officers precede the epaulette award.
Decree number 2024/632 of December 2, 2024.
The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions read by Navy Commander Sir Cyril Atomfak, head of the Communication Division of the Ministry of Defense, promoting the officers precede the epaulette award. Officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of the rank and file are awarded with the different components of the defense and security forces represented. Lieutenant Colonel Etundi Okafabien is one of the recipients.
This is a great day, the first day of the year. We should thank God, thank the first person of the Republic, His Excellency, Mr. President.
Joseph Betty Asomo leaves Tuboro, seemingly satisfied to have had a first-hand appraisal of the security situation, to report back to the one who sent him, the head of state. Albert Njiembonde, Guy Joel Noah, on special assignment, Tuboro.
In foreign news, a gunman has shot dead at least 10 people, including two children, in southern Montenegro. Some died inside a restaurant in a Sintish area following a verbal argument between guests. The government has declared three days of national mourning from today, with Prime Minister Molochko Spajic describing the shooting as a terrible tragedy. The gunman killed members of his own family, two of the restaurant owner's children, and also the owner. Four people are in life-threatening conditions in hospital after being seriously wounded in the shooting. The attacker, named Alexander Martinovic, aged 45, fled the scene but later fatally injured himself after being surrounded by police, who asked him to drop his weapon. And sports, two advanced day six matches of Cameroon's top tier league will be played today at the Rumdi Aja Stadium in Garoua. At 1:30 p.m. home side Cotonspor will host Les Astres of Douala, and 3:30 p.m. Gazelle FA will welcome Aigle Royal of the Mungo. The other day six matches will be played on Sunday, December 5, 2025. In the meantime, Coulomb Sportif of the Jan Lobo are topping on the unofficial league standings after their 1-0 win against Stade Rennais of Melun in a delayed day 5 match. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by Kelly Ebert. Thanks for listening. The matinee de la CRTV continues with Blaise Anissi.